The Ryback Show starts now. Welcome to the Ryback Show, Monday Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Thank you all for joining me on all platforms, streaming on TikTok and Instagram at the big guy Ryback 22. And we're over here, Ryback TV on YouTube, Ryback Rules on Twitch, and also Facebook, Ryback Reeves. And what I think I'm going to start doing, guys, we're going to upload these episodes onto the podcast network to get the shows back up and running on there. And then from there, when StreamYard, or not StreamYard, I apologize, when Stationhead has everything configured on their end to take actual callers from the actual web browser, which will sync into everything that we're using on this with the current setup of the mixing board and the microphone and all the cables and plugs we have plugged up here. We're going to be doing that, but I will talk to you guys on here as well. Have guys come in like we've done the face-to-faces and whatnot, and more of a health, fitness, supplementation, nutrition, and pro wrestling questions, and try to keep a fair balance of everything. I'm sure sometimes things will get heavy in a certain area. Mindset, things of that nature. And I thank you guys all for joining me. A very fan-friendly, interactive show. And as I'm going, I got everything going with Feed Me More Nutrition, and the training on my shoulder. Had a big training day today, and which I'll talk about that a little bit. Ran into an old developmental friend, wrestler Aiden Frost, at the EOS Fitness here. I hadn't seen Aiden, Jason, the Riggs brothers, Jason, and his brother was Dylan Klein, the trendsetter. I haven't seen him in 12 years, or not, no, not 12 years. The hell, there's no, has it been 12 years? Maybe 10, 11. It's been a bit. Son of a bitch. We got a super chat. The super chats you're firing off right away today. See how many we can get, but you can get to those super chats. Easy. Love those. Brian Firth, thank you. When are you getting your new shaker bottles in? Well, it's these black ones here. This doesn't have the logo. I actually got to message them. They should be completed here, and they just got to ship out. So it shouldn't be too much longer. I'm hoping before the end of June, though, with those. And you guys are really going to dig the blackout shakers with the Feed Me More Nutrition Hungry logo. They look really, really good from what I saw on those. So please be patient. We will get those in. I actually got to go when I get done tonight. I got to eat. Haven't even eaten my post-workout meal yet. I came home, did my softball, had to get everything up, some new things uploaded here, and then I got to look over the inventory report and look over some things tonight still. So it's morning tonight, and then I got a double shoulder appointment tomorrow for the people I see over across town at the Extreme Couture for my shoulder, Dr. Sean and Dr. Carlos, and then I got to see my therapist. Probably Wednesday or Friday to do the manipulation after they loosen things up and she's able to it's just, it's a lot. So, and then I'm doing all my stuff. So it's just, I'm hustling, baby, but the black shakers end of the month, hopefully I'm anticipating it might be in the beginning of July, but I was told initially it was going to be before the end of the month. What's going on? Big Al from New Jersey. I like it already. Big Al. Anything with the word big in it. Big Al. How can you? Hey, give me a high five, Big Al. Jake, thank you very much, my man. Good to see you again. Thank you for stopping by. Good question, Jeff Carter asked. How long does it take after starting a healthy plant-based diet to drastically reduce inflammation? So I can't give you any scientific studies, nor do I think they actually really truly matter if you're talking to people that can give you actual real life experience advice, because that's kind of what studies are with other people, not including you. So I like studies done on myself where I could feel the effects and know they're not being funded by anything, or there's no, it took me about 2-3 weeks and I noticed my back pain. I think it was around the 2-week mark, my back pain that I would wake up with was gone completely. In the morning. And I remember like thinking it happened one day and I go, oh, it's a good day. I had no back pain. And I didn't even, and then it was another day, then another. And I go, is it already like working? I'd like, it's been a beautiful thing. And the scar tissue in my shoulder so much more scar tissue has been broken up being vegan than I couldn't get this to break up for the longest time, which was, it was just, everything was so inflamed and locked up. The pain just to even try it was almost unbearable. So, I mean, and then here we are in the fourth quarter now with everything. So I would give it a month. Just, but I don't know. I think everyone's gonna is different on that, but it shouldn't be overly long until you start seeing some benefits. And I would tell you to still put the turmeric on your food and do different things. Maybe the 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon supplements, great for inflammation as well. And but if not, just stay with the diet, sprinkle some turmeric, and I think within a month. Yeah, that vegan Taco Bell burrito went bad, right? You can make vegan stuff at any place, man, if you know the ingredients. And again, it's not, this stuff isn't rocket science once you just learn it. And the key is just taking a little bit of time and learning the foods. And then, but I tell you, it makes our lives so much easier everywhere we go when you know the foods and you know what you could do to get your protein. And you could ask them, well, what do you have? And then they can, and then you could, a lot of places will make you stuff too. I should do a karaoke stream. Do I look like Pat Patterson? That guy's not quite the karaoke master that Pat was. I can tell you that as a fact. The only words, I'm not good with words and songs. I never have been. When I was a kid, I've explained this before, guys. Because when I was a kid, I was shy listening to music in front of people for whatever reason. Real weirdo. Psycho. So, but that's why I loved wrestling music. Because wrestling music didn't have words. I think maybe because I didn't want people to know the emotions I was feeling. If we're really going to dive in deep into the big guy psychology as a little guy, I don't know. To this day, I don't know. All I know is I never really listened to words. I always listened to the beat. And I think I got that from listening to wrestling songs and just liking wrestling songs and feeling that emotion as a kid. So I never really paid much attention to what the people were saying. So to this day, I hear the words in the songs. I'm still not drawn to the words. I'm drawn to the emotion, the vibe of the song, the beat of the song, whatever it could be, makes me feel. Does that make sense? So, but that's where we're at with my life. I'm feeling good. Opinions. Primo, I don't know. Primo and Epico were both like fantastic wrestlers and human beings. I love those guys. They were, I mean, so easy to work with. Those guys are probably, they're down in Puerto Rico. I'm sure they're as happy as can be. Two easygoing men, always did everything, ever asked of them, played their roles. Super easy to work with. I actually got to double, they're one of the few guys on the roster that I double stacked that weren't non-contracted talent. I believe it was them. And did I get the Heath and Jinder? The 3MB, I don't think we got Drew in that. Oh, that would have been nice to get old McIntyre up on that. But I think we did the double stack with Jinder and Heath as well. Well, how do you know people when you go to eat vegan food or if you order something, if they're not lying to you? I mean, ultimately, you don't. But at the end of the day, if you're not eating animal products, as far as like especially meat and things, there's going to be times where something happens. I told you, I did that video on Ryback TV and I was talking about Luke Harper and I wasn't even, it was just talking, everything had just happened with him. And I'm doing a feeding time video and I'm talking, I don't even realize they put cheese on the Impossible Burger until I'm like halfway into it. And then I got some of it off, or I don't even know if I just said the hell with it and had it for that video. That doesn't mean I'm not vegan anymore, that I've thrown everything out the window. It's just, it's going to happen from time to, but you consciously make the decision not to as much as possible on that. And I mean, you could beat yourselves up all day long worrying, geez, I hope Ted in the back doesn't put a little sliver of chicken in my meal. I'm going to really, like, I don't think like that for that stuff. And at the end of the day, I know I'm eating at home the majority of the time and you're never going to be perfect. You're never going to know, you know, when you eat out at these fast food places, guys, and I do like these videos, they cook that the Beyond Meat oftentimes on the same grill. That's not to say they don't wipe it off here and there. Like there's, I don't think there's actual traces of meat on it per se. And you're not actually eating meat, but there's the fat and it might be, but I don't, at the end of the day, I'm not eating at the fast food places. When you go to the vegan places, it's not even an issue. It's just all vegan food. But like, if you go to a Carl's Jr. or a Del Taco or Taco Bell has it, there's no doubt that stuff's going to be around the other stuff. But you, at the end of the day, it's the better option than eating it and contributing to animal cruelty and from the performance aspect of things as well. I'm vegan and I ate a steak and bacon cheeseburger by accident. How did that happen, Matthew? That seems like that might have not been on accident. Unless they just gave you the wrong thing and you thought. Hold on, let's see. Get some of these questions here. Good question here. The Lunar Echo says, tell me something about online bullying, the best way to avoid hate comments in your opinion. So there's no way to avoid hate comments, guys. That's the key in this. And here's the deal. The more we do in our lives, the more we go for the things that we enjoy, the more we share our lives. This is why I say be ourselves. Have no shame. Be yourself. Because the people you attract that like you are going to like you for being you. People are going to hate regardless. So you may as well do things you enjoy that you're motivated and know who and what you are. You got to understand, though, and Grant Cardone talks a lot about this, about, you know, the name of the game, especially when you have a business and a brand like I do, is attention. Attention, attention, attention. And you want to do it. I try to do it as positive and inspirational and entertaining ways as possible through things I like and who I am. And that's what I put out. And the things that the memes, the stupid memes I put out because I laugh. And sometimes I go, oh, are people going to get offended to that? Absolutely, they're going to get offended to that. But you know what? I love it. I know the people that I know that I that do like me laugh, and they always send the messages. And I know the people I want to laugh are going to laugh, and more people are going to laugh than so. I'm okay taking that chance. We can't avoid the hate. It is there, and the more we do, the more success that we have, guys. The more hate we're going to get. The key is learning to handle it on our end. We do that by taking action and being confident in our lives. Now, there's going to be times when we're down and we're upset and things aren't going right, and people make these comments that could be what come off as really, really hurtful and hateful. But you got to understand the people that are doing that, guys, have nothing going on in their lives. And they're seeking you out, us out, to spread hate. That's why I say block those people. Don't let it digest in you as far as in a negative way. Use that negative hate and fuel and understand this is coming from them being hurt and insecure on their end. Don't let their insecurities become your insecurities. Know who and what we are. Take that negativity, that energy, along with all the positive, feed me all that energy, and inside the feed me more machine, and whatever the machine, your body, whatever that vessel, whatever you want to call it, and our brains, our energy, our spirit, we take that positive and negative energy and we use it for positive fuel in our real lives and the things that we do. And it takes practice. That's one of the keys. A lot of people, you can't, we can't all day long, I'm positive, I'm happy, but we actually got to practice it. So when you get the hate, block them and then make, I like to do things where if I get something and I block them, if I don't respond in a loving, kind way, then block. But I block that energy out. I don't want it in my environment. I don't want it on the pages. I don't want other people around it. It's just not, stop it. It's for them. If I bother you, I'm going to help you out. But then I post something very positive and I put out love and I don't let that hate become my hate. Does that make sense? And the only way we do that is practice, and we got to be secure with ourselves. And this is where social media, and it could be bad. I get people all the time, guys. My teeth, I've had braces twice in my life. My teeth aren't all jacked up, but I have my teeth. I got two teeth that are a little shorter on that. I've had my braces. My teeth, my bottom one slightly went over a little bit, and that's genetic. My dad has the same thing. And my top one's from not wearing my retainers slightly, just slightly. But If I just smile in pictures, everything looks straight. My teeth are always very white. In person, I get compliments usually on my smile and my teeth. Online, though, I'll get people, oh, your teeth are jacked, your teeth are fucked, blah, blah, blah. And I just look at them like, okay, that's luck. And I go, I know they're not, but even if they were, but because when I was younger and they got crooked again when my wisdom teeth came in, I was more self-conscious of it. So those comments maybe would be a little more hurtful if I didn't have my teeth fixed or if I didn't have my teeth fixed. So I understand how people, the abuse that people can take, right, online from other people who are pointing out things on other people. You know, I get people all the time, your head, you're bald, you egghead. I just laugh. Because I know who and what I am. I'm happy. I know I'm a good-looking man. I know that based off my experience with women. But I have confidence, and I'm living life. So you got to have confidence. So if we don't, and those comments is where I'm getting at this, those comments are getting through, we got to work on ourselves. We got to find ways of self-development. We got to read, improve our mindsets. And then where that energy, don't let their hate become ours. Because I'm telling you, it's never going to end. And if you lay low and you try to stop doing what you're doing, you're never going to live your life to the fullest. And that hate, and I say live in the real life as much as possible, but social media is a big part of our lives now and what we're doing in branding and marketing, everything, right? It's big TV, it's going. As far as I'm concerned, TV is still big, but I think this is where the attention is at, right? This is where if you enjoy it and you like new things and you want to put yourself out there, be yourself. Thoughts out, put your opinions out, and just simply don't waste time too. Don't waste time arguing with people. If you already know, you know, and you know you don't have interest in debating is the negative sayer as well. Oh, debates are healthy. Not if you already know. I'm not interested in arguing with you. You're interested in arguing. I'm interested in posting my content and going about my day because I know what works for me. Don't let their hate become our hate. The supplements, everything, Feed Me More Nutrition is on feedmemore.com, you guys. Everything premium supplements sweetened with stevia and monk fruit, vegan friendly for men and women, no artificial sweeteners and colors, guys. And you can get all that on feedmemore.com. Yep, haters will always hate. And I can tell you guys, there's always people that are going to look at something and you post something that's so loving and entertaining and someone's going to post something hateful. And it is what it is. You just let it go and just block them and move on. I'm telling you that there's more people, I feel like, on social media oftentimes struggling and upset that are not doing anything with their time. So that they're seeking and distracting themselves and seeking other people out and just negatively attacking people to fill their day. And in that time, they're not getting anywhere. So what is it doing? It's building more depression, more sadness, more anger, more fear, more resentment on the people who are hashtag hungry out there fucking killing it, living their lives. And you watch, it's not just one person they go after. They're doing this stuff nonstop. They probably have very few people they hang out with in their real lives outside of the people that think negatively like them or in the chat rooms. Just block them and let them. It's never going to end. Oh, what are my thoughts on the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight? I ordered it last night, and I got to say, I enjoyed the evening. I enjoyed it. I know what I'm buying. I know there, you know, I'm accountable for my actions. So there, I know going into it that there's a chance this doesn't, like, I'm also, $50 to me is not a big deal. I know to other people it can be. So it's like, I'm not, you know, if I know if I'm spending, you know, thousands of dollars on this, okay, no thanks. For $50, $49.99, I pay my thing right away so I don't even see it on the cable. I just pay in advance on my cable bill so I don't even see it. I won't even think about it. And that's a little trick that I do so that my cable bill doesn't come back higher. And then I'm like, oh, damn it, why did I get that stupid fight a month later? I enjoyed it, though. I thought, you know, and I don't know that with those sorts of things, those guys are making money. But I thought they put on a hell of a show. And I thought, and you know, Floyd is 44 and still looks fantastic. And Floyd, I thought, looked great. And Floyd bob and weaved all night with that. And Logan, I thought Logan, impressive for that. In his second fight, he's fighting Floyd Mayweather. What a win in life. That's why I'm a fan of everything those guys are doing in fights like that, because people, it gets attention. And all the people that talk trash and hate it, there's just as many people that love what's going on. And fighting is fighting. And at the end of the day, you go out there, you don't have to be fighting for the greatest championship prize or anything. You could just create interesting fights through online and social media. And those guys know how to get attention. So I think it's absolutely fantastic what everyone is doing on that. Give me one second here, guys, as we clean out a little trash. Thank you very much, buddy. My job is Feed Me More Nutrition. I'm on the final stages of my shoulder stuff as well. And I'm saying we're in the fourth quarter. We're going to be off to the races. So we're going to have to make a few more mods for YouTube, it looks like, moving on. I apologize for everyone. Full-time pro meme maker as well. Instagram, what's going on? Thank you for everybody joining me. Thank you for those badges, Instagram. Ryback, you are my hero. Well, thank you very much. I love you guys as well. There's a spider on the wall. Where? Oh, no. Hey, my name's Nemi. Thank you very much, buddy. Do we have any health and fitness questions? My best-selling supplement is the Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner, as well as the Big Guy Testosterone Booster and Wake Up Unlimited Energy. All are our top sellers. The plant-based ISO Hungry Caramel Cookie Protein is moving very quickly as well on that. Google continue ask Ryback, if you didn't save Kalisto ages ago, what injuries do you think he could have sustained? I don't know. I don't know if he would have been injured on that outside of we missing the spot when it have looked up is what it was, which was an attack on his part. But there was the potential for it to be quite bad coming down spinning like that. I rushed in and was able to guide down the missile, so to speak. Ride it down. And I don't know, he's so good with his body though, but he was that what the apron was there. You never know. I'm sure, you know, you get arm, shoulder, neck injuries with that sort of thing. But, I thought he's always been great with his body, and me and him had worked a lot on live events and that. And, I always had a pretty good gauge on where to be for him, and I knew what he was doing. So it was an easy transition for me. In that, and I was in the flow zone for sure with my work, and where we were having some kick-ass matches on live events, which I thought were even better than what we did on TV and pay-per-view. But that's usually how it was, because we had more time. We have a new member here, a new Rybacker, Sharp for Days, become a Rybacker. Thank you very much, Sharp for Days. When it comes to food, I try to eat as much fresh vegetables on stuff, and then, you know, occasionally I'll buy the no sodium added canned goods. Like I love no sodium added canned corn and green beans a little more, just like the texture of them a little more than the frozen versions. But which I didn't even think of. I haven't even had frozen corn. I'm gonna look and see on my next order if I can get the organic frozen corn, see how that is. That doesn't seem like that'd be so bad. The green beans, I always like those canned, though, no sodium added. Even though I've done a lot of the bagged ones on those, but I tend to go. I watch the amount of sodium that I use. I use iodized salt on some of my meals because that's really good for your thyroid and your metabolism as well. So I think if you do canned goods, you really want to watch the sodium content. because if it could really add up really, really quick. There's oftentimes well over 1,000 milligrams in a can, sometimes 2,000 or 3,000. And if you're using several canned goods a day, look like Paul Heyman. Yes, our testosterone booster is, it's like a multivitamin for your testosterone levels. It's not a pro hormone. It's not a steroid. The only people that I don't think really would need it are young teenagers or people, even possibly young 20-year-olds, unless you're suffering symptoms of low testosterone. But I would say mid-20s and up, very, very beneficial to increasing your natural testosterone numbers. What are my thoughts on pineapple on pizza? I've never been, don't get me wrong. I think you gotta, if it's just me sober, hanging out with people or by myself as a cheat meal, I'm not getting pineapple on my pizza, guys. Okay? And if you do, there's nothing wrong with that. We're talking about me because the question was asked at me. Now, if there's a party going on and I'm drinking a bunch of Terramana tequila with the chicas and Susie over there orders a pizza with pineapple and I'm trying to impress her, I'm probably going to have a slice or two with her and I'll enjoy it. But, you know, if I'm sober by myself, no. Yeah, I don't know if Brock goes back. You know, it'd be interesting if AEW makes a play for Brock Lesnar, which I wouldn't be upset at that at all. But I think they would have to, if he's on a deal like WWE, Brock is such a good businessman. His matches, would be like WWE booking. He's not going to get dropped into that system. And, you know, you're not going to have to worry about Brock wrestling, you know, the smaller guys and having to go out there and do 20, 25, 30-minute matches where this doesn't seem like it's, you know, because I think his character has been protected possibly the best in pro wrestling, possibly history, with how he's been booked and his style. And he doesn't just go in and let guys bump him around unless it's specific. And usually it comes from Vince and you know, which he even, I think, has done more business of putting guys over this last contract than ever before. So I think I wouldn't be shocked. Brock is a businessman, and if AEW makes a strong offer that's better than WWE's, which they really could, I would not be shocked one bit to see Brock go there. I deep down almost think Vince wants AEW to get as many top talent as possible sometimes, just to, and maybe not top talent, but to get more talent, just because it's one last run of excitement in his life, for his lifetime, of competing, because he likes to compete. I wouldn't be shocked, and that's why when I see some of the people he lets go, I'm like, is he trying to like say, hey, come on, guys, do better, like in a way, in a Vince way? I don't know. But I love AEW. I'm very, very excited with what they've done for the pro wrestling business and for pro wrestlers. And I'm looking forward. I enjoy watching their product. Do I agree with everything? No, no one does. I enjoy a lot of it, though, and I focus on that. No, John Cena will never go to AEW. I do not think that will ever be a thing. I think John is WWE for life based off everything they've given him. Yeah, any tips for weight loss? Again, when will Mark for Life make an AEW appearance? So a basal metabolic rate calculator to start tracking, to understand how many calories you need per day, right? And then from there, you need to start, you got to start making a conscious effort of understanding the food and the energy we put in our bodies, guys. You can't eat for taste and taste alone. If you're just going and eating, what do I want for lunch? Oh, that Big Mac and fries sounds really good. You're losing. You're losing to the system. The world is kicking your ass, and that's just straight up. Our attention needs to be, what can I eat to feel as good as I can to give me the energy I need this afternoon? Man, you know, maybe a little bit of kale, broccoli, maybe some pinto beans, maybe some nutritional yeast. Maybe I do a little plant-based sausage in my meal. Maybe you just say, you know, it's, what can I eat? Maybe you cut up some vegetables, fresh fruit, something you like, and you maybe have a couple plant-based hot dogs with a whole wheat bun. But you're looking at the nutrition value too of the foods. That is, we're going to eat out from time to time, and that's fine. But are you eating out the right foods? The options are there. Don't let the system screw you up. People are making money off of our health. When do we say enough is enough? Right? You're going to keep buying those cigarettes, smoking them all day, just literally taking years and energy out of your body, causing this massive, just addicted constantly to needing this stuff that is no value to you, your life, destroying you. People do it all the time. My day is going very well, thank you. Big chest and trap day, freaking jacked. And abs as well. I was able to get a video, a guy from the gym that works at the gym, very nice guy. He took a picture with me a couple weeks ago. He was walking by. There was actually, I was going to ask this woman that was right by me, because I didn't want to film myself, because I don't like to sometimes film in the gym. I don't want to necessarily get other people on the video, because, you know, I prefer for me when it want to be in one, or I'd want to be able to move out of the way if someone's recording. Usually people could see if somebody's recording, they're able to see, and if they want to get out of the way, you know. So I was able to get a guy give me a shot today doing traps. But even that, like, I post a trap video, and there's going to be people that, like, there's a thing I do when I use that machine, that specific hammer strength deal for traps. And I don't always do it. But when I'm using a little more weight, I do a little bit of a leg bend, and I really like the weight, and it just feels, because sometimes when you straight leg it on that stuff, the way the angle of that, I don't like the way the angle comes down with the weight on it. So I'll do like a little bit of a leg thing, or a little squat, but I'm not purposely like trying to like use my legs to move the thing. But also I learned very early on, especially when you go heavier and you're trying to stimulate new muscle growth and strength, that a little bit of natural body movement to mechanics works really well. Now I don't do that when I go lighter on certain things, and I'm focusing on more of a squeeze and really, really tight form. But I do a mixture of things. But like even on that, like I was in relation to earlier when we talked about people on social media, there'll be people that be like, oh, your form sucks, you don't know what you're doing. And you click on Jeffrey's page, he's 127 pounds and he's never been in a gym a day in his life. Yet you got a guy who's got some of the biggest traps in the world in the game that's been doing this since he was a kid. Real life results, and based off information I've learned and applied on body mechanics and weight, right? It's not like I'm doing curls, swinging my body in a very unnatural way. This is a very natural movement at the hips, breaking them, because I don't like the way that the weight pulls down on my back when I'm going heavier on that for that certain thing. So, but they don't, you know, I don't even, just do your thing, I do mine. Good to see you, Goldberg. Thank you for swinging by. The Lunar Echo asks, just eggs as the protein source, no meat, no fish, no other animal products to build muscle. What's your opinion about that? So I've oftentimes thought about this. Again, though, eggs can be very high in cholesterol. And I loved eggs. Don't get me wrong on any of this. I think under the current system of what's going on, we're not just getting the eggs, and there's a lot going on. Now, if you had your own chickens in the backyard, right, and you're just having some eggs sometimes, there's different ways of looking at this. You are taking their babies and eating their babies when we break it down. And there's the inflammation properties of milk and dairy and this stuff and the animal proteins. That's a very real thing. So I look at it as, I think there's better options, and there are. But I think as far as if we look at, you know, if we were struggling and there was no other food around and everything was shut down and we were locked and we just had the chickens out there and we had enough to get by for a bit, and then we have to eat some of the chicken eggs to survive. Now, maybe that's a little different, right? Because but I think it's just, there's different ways of looking at it. And I go from, I'm looking at this from a performance standpoint and a compassion standpoint that yes, we can do anything. We're human. We have the choice. We can do anything, but we have all these foods that we're here naturally that are way better for us. And by the way, a lot of these viruses and things that are happening, they come from animal to human transmission. And all the, in the shit that we're doing with a lot of, from the beginning of time. And you would think I think it's just negative karma, bad karma. We get back for the doing the bad things because we as humans have a choice and we're given everything, plants and all the plant foods. And you say plant foods, a lot of stuff isn't, you're not talking about like just broccoli, guys. There's so many plant foods that we eat already that you don't even realize it, that we've been given this nutrition that fuels us and makes us thrive and energize and feel better. And yet we do that. So, I mean, it's all, everyone goes through this at different levels. I think you don't know unless you fully commit and realize how good you're going to feel. You just can't know. You can't understand it. And I never would have. And that's why I had everything to gain and nothing to lose doing it. Best choice I've ever made as far as my diet. They do have a product called Just Eggs, though, also the plant-based eggs. Yes, I believe today was the 11 years of the Nexus on all of that, and that's what the pictures were showing. But I love those guys, and it was a great time in our lives. I think better times are coming up. I will say, I think SummerSlam's in Las Vegas, if I'm not mistaken, here at Allegiant Stadium, August 21st or 22nd. So that will be, that'll be interesting. SummerSlam here. Maybe we'll have to swing by and see what's going on, get a front row ticket. We have a super chat. We'll try to get to that here, guys. Good to see all of you. Thank you for joining. The fart meme had me dying laughing. Man, I get great enjoyment out of a lot of those memes. I got my meme hookups. That I know that morning and night, I check and I get my meme content for the following days. And I always think I kind of go like, meme, 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 feed me more nutrition product, or meme, 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 positive quote, inspiration, meme, 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 cartoon video of, you know, with the kids, like where the kids like, oh, these comments are mean and negative, and me doing, fuck the comments, buddy. That's what those cartoons and, those are my Gary V cartoons, and I love Gary of motivating in my own way of like, and you know, with people, they're not just meant for kids. It's just with kids, teenagers, and adults on things I've learned from some of the best and things I practice and apply on a daily basis. I'm doing great. Thank you very much, man. What do I think of WWE today and Vince releasing people? They've always released people, guys. It's just part of the game. I don't know what's going on. I haven't been there in a long time. So I try not to stay overly concerned with any of that. I wish everyone the best. And, you know, it is what it is. I walked out of that environment and chose to bet on myself and create my own future and had all this, the health stuff and overcoming all that adversity along with all the legal stuff and WWE suppressing my social media that's still going on and we're dealing with. It's like, there's a lot of, you know, I've just tried to stay focused and keep building what I'm building And I know that everything that happens to me is for my favor and benefit. And I have no doubt, I feel like by this point next year, I think I'm the biggest thing in pro wrestling again, if everything goes right. I think that potential is there. I've said that one other time in my life to John Laurinaitis, and it was. And I think that same thing applies at a much higher level with everything I've done and got going on and getting my health back. But there's a lot that would have to happen for that to happen as well. But I'm very confident in my abilities and myself, and we'll see how everything plays out. And I think a lot of this stuff is going to tie into my motivational speaking that will be happening when I'm back and telling my story on a better platform and helping and try to motivate and inspire people through things that I have learned and continue to learn, especially the younger generation on things. And experiencing a massive amount of hate in my life through wrestling, ultimately, on a lot of stuff that's just made up in lies. And it is what it is. But I've gotten great practice at not straying from who I am and holding my ground and being me and telling the truth on the things that I talk about, and that they've been confirmed time and time again on it, and not letting that hate and negativity destroy me, even though a lot of the things going on, I feel good, have destroyed a lot of people. So good question. Crazy Films asked, have you read JTG's book? If not, you should read it. You know what? I haven't. And I know he has a book, and I will, is it on audio? I'll check and see if there's an audio version of his book. I know he has two now or three, right? Me and JTG have always gotten along great. Always. Me, him, and I always got along with Shad, always got along with him. We were down in developmental together for a period. So, and I worked him as Ryback towards the end of his time in WWE, and he was great to work with. Two, and it's on audio. Thank you very much. I will check that out. I'll download that tonight. I haven't listened to a wrestling book. I haven't listened to one in a bit. Gabriella says, Valentine says, do you think that if Vince had met your demands, you could make a return to wrestling and save Monday Night Raw somehow? I don't know with everything going. I don't think they've done horrible, horrific things. Like there's so many things that would need to be worked out, and as well as public apologies that I don't ever foresee them doing. The social media suppression and the stuff and wanting to take my accounts and how personal this is, and then in paying publications, talent, former talent to say some things is very, very disturbing to me at a level that it's just like, Jesus, I knew it was bad. That is just, you don't know that unless you're there and you talk to the people I talk to. It's so, I don't know. I don't think it's anything. You know, I try to look at things from a business standpoint and where I want to go. And I just think there's better options out there now that have a better vibe, that align more with who and what I am and what I represent. And I think there's, you know, never say never on that. I do think it would, I just don't see it ever, even, you know, apologies and this, I don't see it being something that I could trust ever again. I don't see it ever. And you as fans, and I know you guys don't understand that, and that's just straight up, like, it's not the healthiest environment. Now, if I'm able to not be there all the time, then even going, putting yourself in it, it's like you're in it still. I enjoy the vibe and the energy of the real world and what I'm doing. And I just want to do pro wrestling that I love, and I don't want to deal with the BS and the lies and the politics, and I don't have to anymore. I don't have to. With that, I want to contribute and make pro wrestling and put my version of pro wrestling out there that I think is missing, and get some people back watching, do some good business, long-term storytelling, and we'll see if those options exist. Do I think dark chocolate is the only hold on, let's see. Any thoughts on the thank you for the super chat. Any thoughts on the ultimate farmer Brock Lesnar? I'm not familiar with the ultimate farmer Brock Lesnar. I know Brock Lesnar's is definitely he was born and raised out on a farm, right? So yeah, when I wrestled Cage that first time, that was me at my worst. And he got there about 30 minutes before we went out there. That was not we had very, very little time, and I was very, very hurt. Thoughts on Andrade joining AEW? I'm very excited for all parties involved. I personally, if it's hard to pronounce a name, I am not a fan of having that name. I think keeping things simple is always the best. And if the commentators have trouble saying the name on the debut, I don't think that's a good thing. And that's just me as a pro wrestling, someone that's been in the business and understanding simplicity. I think they, if just keeping him the idol, Andrade the idol, I don't know, something where the masses can understand it and what that is and what that represents. Is El Idolo. And I don't think that's overly difficult at all. And I understand it. But I think sometimes I look at things from a very basic level with pro wrestling. And it might be insulting to some, but it's the truth. And it's you got to play, you got to give something for everyone, but you got to make sure you want everyone to understand, you know, who and what you are and what you represent. Why do basic things work in pro wrestling? Yes. It doesn't get any easier than that. Everybody knows what yes means. And you put a little bit of emotion and fire into it, everybody can get with that. Feed me more. Everybody understands. A lot of babies would say that people would send videos of their kids, their first words being that there's something inside of us where that resonates and it's very simple because we all understand and hungry, what, no matter what that representation means to each and every one of us. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, hell yeah. Everybody understands that. Now you put that behind with that person and that passion and that fire. Simple stuff works. That's where you can have things become increasingly more complex over time, but still at the end of the day, you want to keep things as basic as possible for everybody to understand. In my opinion, is pro wrestling. And you could have storytelling and things where things get a little bit, but even that, the both the oftentimes the storylines that do the best are the most basic without too much complexities involved. And that sells to the masses if you do it right. Big fan of him going there though. I never got to wrestle him or be around him, but I mean he's obviously a very talented wrestler. And I think too, though, at the end of the day, too, you could have all the most talented people at doing moves and wrestlers in the world. It comes down to storytelling and the ability to draw the masses in. You want to be able to you want to get the casual people to watch, right? And you can still give your hardcore audience some stuff. You need to play to the masses. And it's not, no move has ever drawn money. No move has ever drawn money. People draw money. And it's and you gotta be very. There's a skill in knowing how to get over that not everyone has. And this has nothing to do with Andrade anymore. This is moving on off of that. But it's a skill that not everyone has on that. And I think that's something that is lacking in today's wrestling a bit. And some of it is from the certain things and the way things are and people not having the freedom and, you know, but I have all the confidence in the world on that end that, and I've done it multiple times. That's why I have the confidence. And I've had it since when I was younger on it, it's just physical acting and the ability to believe, you are whatever that role is. And you go into a zone and not everyone could do that, but it's, a lot of it too is the energy and the effort we, in how much we believe. Right, you got to believe when you have a phrase, when there's something you're doing, you have to believe it. And if you don't, that energy radiates out to the people. Even if they don't see it, something ain't right. They don't feel it. That's what's not right. That's the X factor. That's energy. The key is in this game, and this is why I love pro wrestling. I don't love pro wrestling for the moves. I think moves are super easy. I love pro wrestling for the eliciting the emotion, whether it's good or bad. That's what I get off on. That's what I was always drawn, and that's what I think I'm very, very good at, and why I've always been able to get the reactions is because that's what I live for on that. That's the pro wrestling that I like. Good to see all of you guys. Good question here. A lot of pro wrestling tonight, guys. Do we have any more? Balance this out a little bit for me. Back with the Ryback Show, Monday Live. The Banto asks, how does it feel to stand in front of that curtain before you walk out and you hear the response from the crowd once you walk through those curtains? It's incredible. I always had a routine where I would dump ice cold bottles of water over my head over the trash can. And I would always have to time it out based off of who comes through the curtain next. Are we going to break? Are we hitting my music right away? Which I would always know. And I would always go to Billy Kidman, who was up there. And like, what's going on? Where are we at? And he'd always give me kind of a countdown. Usually around that 2 minute mark, 1 to 2 minute mark, I would crack the first bottle of water, take a little swig, dump the ice cold bottle over my head. It would wake up my nerves. And then I would try to time it as close as possible because I always liked going out at a certain point when the Feed Me More hit to where I go out pretty quickly on that because my entrance at the time, I had to get through that entrance at a certain point. So I'd always have to get to my spot on stage to go through all that of collecting the energy and injecting the energy into myself, shutting down, and then wake up. It's feeding time. So I had that all down then where that last bottle to wake me up. But it's a really cool thing whether you're babyface or heel. And I think it's either way is really cool. And I've been on both sides of it where that reaction, when that music hits, you either get the arena full of roars or boos, and you want one or the other. What you don't want is silence. And I will say, I remember when I was babyface and then they turned me heel and people didn't want to boo me yet, but I started doing, they was having me doing more things on TV that would warrant boos, but the heel, I wasn't getting booed as much as I wanted on the entrance music, because that took time until I started bullying people. Then that really kicked in because people still wanted to cheer, but then they didn't want to cheer because of what they saw on TV the last week or whatever was fresh in their heads, but they still wanted to. So it would, I remember there was a small period where I was like, this isn't right what we're doing. Like, and I knew it, but you go along with it because that's what you do. I remember because it was just, that sits in me with that. But when you get the big ones in either direction, and I say the good is always more rewarding to bring because it's more positive. You're listening a positive reaction out of people, which I like more personally. It's all acting at the end of the day, right? Ryback came from my name at the time, my birth name, and Silverback nickname. What accomplishment am I most proud of? My overcoming needing disc fusion and shoulder replacement and not giving up on myself. I think that is something that would be one of the proudest moments of my life, where I think it would have been very easy to just give up after that and take pills they wanted to give me. And two doctors for each, two shoulder doctors, two back doctors told me it was over and said, nope. And I went the stem cell route and my back is 100% and my shoulder 90%, 88-90% with any scar tissue and endless work for years to be. Second was giving up all wrestling income and keeping my dog Sophie alive and betting on myself to learn marketing and sales for my business and losing hundreds of dollars a year wrestling 2.5 years ago. I'm very proud of that, that I was able to survive that and make that work. and be there. And my dog Sophie's still alive and surgeries and being paralyzed twice. So that to me is real life is more of a sense of accomplishment than any award I could win. And don't get me wrong, that stuff's great. And through, I love killing myself and hard work and things of that, like from a physical thing and spending energy and adrenaline and pushing myself and being big and strong. I love all that. But like these two things are something I don't think a lot of people necessarily could have done. And I think it helps my story and my mindset of my brand of living that hungry mindset and overcoming adversity and always wanting more and being grateful for everything, but wanting more in all areas of life and not giving up on yourself. So I think that's what this needed to happen for my brand. Because I believe in it so strongly, and I have multiple times my ankle injury with that and overcoming it, things that were done and still having, you know, things, complications with the big toe not working. And I didn't let it stop me. My entire was Ryback with ankle at the time. My ankle's now is much stronger, but it was very uncomfortable. We used to have to tape it. Literally had to tape my ankle to stay like for the first few years. A lot of things people don't know. That it's a tremendous story, and I know it. And I look forward to sharing that mindset more and more as we keep going on. Yeah, I saw that. So Adventures of Bros, why is Paul Heyman calling you a schmuck? What's his deal with you and when you see yourself performing again? So in all fairness, I've spoken very honestly of my time in situation with Paul. I called him a piece of shit multiple times, and he knows he is. Everyone knows he is. I've put him over as well, as I think he is very talented on screen in things. But I've been very honest on my experience with that. I'm not even upset in the slightest with it. I think it's actually, I like him talking about me with that, because what I should do is show up at SummerSlam with him and his boy and show them how to be an organic baby face. And get a pop as a white meat baby face. but I think I'm not even upset. Like he called someone a schmuck last year. I love the word, by the way. I think the word schmuck is a great, great insult, but it's I'm telling you,
my name is Paul Heyman. And Ryback was never a Brock Lesnar guy. He's a schmuck. Give me a cheeseburger.
But it is what it is. I hope he talks about me more. We follow each other on Twitter. I don't even know. I saw someone tweeted that. I go, oftentimes people will tweet a lie also or something. And so that could be a complete lie. Maybe he didn't say it, but I wouldn't be shocked if he did. Because I have spoken and said a lot of things where I'm sure he's fully aware of it, no doubt. So it was, I think that's what's missing in pro wrestling. See, this is where a lot of times too, guys, I'm so just in the flow zone of things. I think it's cool when people actually have heat and don't like each other and talk shit. I think that makes the storylines way better in an era that everything's exposed. Everybody, I think a lot of people, everybody's so afraid to like where everyone wants to be buddy-buddy too. I'm like, no. But the key is being a professional work. That's the key. That's the key. And whatever that business is, and you know that beforehand, you stick to that business. Now, inside that business, I think there's a lot of room to have a lot of fun, but a lot of people have thin skin on it. But, you know, if Paul Heyman thinks I'm a schmuck, I said it years ago, he's a piece of shit. So, which I'm not the only one that has said that. So I think it's a good thing, but appreciate the shout out from Paul. You know what? I'll tell you right now on that. Hold on. That's a great, great comment. And we get along very well, me and Daniel Bryan. Hold on, I'm going to take off a couple more. I'm going to make sure we're going to have to mod some more people on here for when it's unfortunate some people try to come in and ruin all these. And then I apologize, guys. We will do this where we have it, where these people are disposed of and shell-shocked down a pit of spikes in Rybackville very quickly and efficiently once we get the mods up and running. Swapnil asks, can Heal Brian and Heal Ryback together turn this fickle world vegan? I think that would make for fantastic TV. That would blow people's minds of two vegan. We would be literally the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito of vegans. And Brian's not fat by any means, but just two opposite ends. That's what a lot of people don't realize. And I don't talk to Dan hardly, but we did when we were there a lot. And it's just the way it is when you're gone with that, with guys. And there'll be an occasional text here and there. And Dan, though, I think we have similar mindsets on certain things. Like Dan likes gardening and planting and vegetables. I do too. He was before me on the stuff I'm discovering years later. Dan never really pushed veganism, and it looked quite frankly miserable what I saw, because and I don't know at the time how well his understanding was of the foods and what was available at that time on the road. It didn't seem, you know, but I wasn't, my understanding of nutrition was very protein dominant, and performance at the time, what I thought was best for my performance, which was wrong. Actually went the complete opposite. Outside of it could be efficient for muscle building, but plant proteins are more efficient for muscle building and blood flow and endurance, which the other two aren't. So I think though, me and Dan, and we would oftentimes and talk about, like, have conversations, and like me, him, and Kane talking about investing or gold and silver or whatever it may be, whatever weird health thing we saw and what. Like, I think that would be money. I would absolutely love it. That'd probably be the most fun I ever have in my career doing that. Just promoting Feed Me More Nutrition. Everyone needs to use these vegan-friendly supplements. Just remind people of what schmucks they are. What schmucks they are! So you get protein. If you guys check out my blogs on feedmemore.com, and I have a lot of, we use a team of blog writers that provide original content. There's actually some blogs on there on what I put one up on the high protein vegan foods, and also a blog on how to start being a vegan, a very basic outline that I think is a very good starting point to getting people. And what I tell you guys is don't be so obsessed with necessarily making a full switch. Try to do a meal or two once a day or every few days or once a week, and start getting some stuff down and realizing it's not that difficult. So anything in life takes work, guys. You got to get out of your comfort zone of just whatever you thought was right and whatever you did, and whichever you probably weren't even taught, really. It's just go with whatever your parents did. Most of us are your grandparents. So we got to find a starting point. And then you guys, we live in the day and age of Google. You can literally Google and take time, get a pen and a paper, sit down, and high protein vegan foods. Start writing stuff down. Start circling the ones you like. Then what you're gonna find is a lot of foods that you ate already. And you're gonna be like, well, nothing's really changing in my diet. But for whatever reason, I had this. The vegan stereotype is you just think like kale smoothies in wheatgrass. That's what I did. You just think like, oh, those people are just eating raw broccoli sticks all day and celery with nothing. Ah, how do they survive? Like, it's not that. But that's the stereotype that was put out there. So thank you for stopping by, guys. We're trying to get this channel to 1 million subscribers. And I did see that something happened with the Bell Life. I hadn't seen some of their stuff in a while, so I'm not really, I've been so busy, I'm not fully aware, but I understand, I guess they got kicked off, and they have a petition going, I think, for their channel, that from the last that I saw, and it was something on social media, and I think they got their website now where they have people subscribe, which I think is actually a fantastic idea. I oftentimes wonder, you know, we talk about OnlyFans as a reputation, and obviously for rightfully so, because most majority of people post sexual content up there or sexually suggestive content, right? But OnlyFans is a great platform and anybody could join it. And I've oftentimes think, I go, man, I should just like stop or just post very little on my social media and post my social media content on OnlyFans, and you people pay to follow you. Because social media makes money off of outside of these platforms for the most part. Now they've started allowing us making money. But I think some things change with that, because those platforms, and I know there's people here, there's the potential to make millions of dollars on there if you do it right and you use your social media to promote it. And especially being if you're on TV. Now, I think there's that stereotype, though, that if you go there and you're like, hey, join my OnlyFans, you know, but hey, it's not that. It's not, it's just regular content following my life. You know, and there are people that do that, that do very well. I think it is in being in pro wrestling and going back. I wish there was a better platform for that, but it's social media for me so beneficial as well, because in having the reach, especially like stuff like TikTok that's showing my content, and I get millions of views on some of my stuff and hundreds of thousands on others. So. Thank you guys all for joining. Do a wine video. What's going on, guys? Thank you, everyone, for joining me. The Ryback Show, Monday Live. We will eventually, what we're going to be doing, guys, we're starting the show back to this, where it's a more fan-friendly show, a more laid-back approach, answering questions. Health, fitness, supplementation, mindset, nutrition, and pro wrestling on whatever your pro wrestling questions, and trying to keep a nice balance. But I'm also going to do where I have people call in through Stationhead, which if you follow me on there, at Ryback on Stationhead, right now they only have where you can record through the phone. They're getting everything in place for it to be able to stream on the web version, which is what I need to use to tie into StreamYard and everything that I use to broadcast on the social platforms. And what I'm going to actually do is probably increase and go to maybe 5 or 6 or 10 platforms, whatever they let me. There's another tier on the StreamYard where I'll be on Periscope and Facebook at the same time, because I think it's only allowed 3 right now with what I pay for. But once the show's back, and then I'll get it and I'll see if I can actually tie it into my podcast. If not, we got to upload that separately, which is a little bit of it's not overly complicated, but it just takes up time. And when I'm busy, like I just go from one thing to the next, like boom, shut down, go. It's so. I've always liked Alberto Del Rio. Always really, really enjoyed wrestling him. Alberto Del Rio was an extremely hard worker, very talented, is a very talented wrestler and performer. And I remember just countless times him going out there and tearing the house down. Whether he was working Dolph Ziggler or anybody else, he was a guy that would always give you everything he had out there. And, you know, I never had anything negative. And, you know, you see things. I think Alberto's a guy, and I'll say this, and this is where sometimes I think, not to say that there haven't been things that have happened, and I'm not around, so I don't know. But everyone has their personal things and things go on. I just know there's an odd thing with people that leave WWE with negative things at times that come out, which I'm very aware of. And I understand why they happen. Now, do I know when it's always happening? No. And when it's real life and when it's not. But Alberto Del Rio is a guy that won't put up with bullshit, and he's not afraid to fight. And I love that. He's a man's man on not being a little bitch. And I think in a day and age where maybe a lot of more people are oftentimes a little more hesitant or afraid, he's not. And so if you do something disrespectful to him, it's probably going to be followed up with him, you know, not taking it. And I think that's a very good way to be in. Like, now I do think there's times where you gotta, there's a right and a wrong time and place sort of thing. But we always got along great as well. I always saw him getting along with people great. So, but I think Alberto too, though, if he didn't respect you or didn't think, you know, thought you were soft, maybe he didn't talk to you as much, which is, I get it. I squat once a week, but I'll also do some Bosu ball squats also on a non or wall squats. But, you know, I'm squatting one day a week and deadlifting. I've oftentimes wondered about putting that stuff in a little more, but I do so much and there's so much conditioning. And at the end of the day, I think if I was going to enter a powerlifting competition and I was going to really, my workouts would be different, right? I'm not. I'm training to be as big and strong and fast and have the best endurance possible for me and stay healthy for pro wrestling. So I always keep my workouts altered to that, and I know who and what I am and what I'm going for. Yeah, I've talked about it before. Any thoughts on the Chris Benoit situation? Obviously, it's tragic. It's unfortunate. It's nobody. I don't have all the details of anything. You know, if at the end of the day, with what they have put out, I think it's absolutely horrific and horrible. And from a pro wrestling standpoint, and I always loved Chris. I loved his style, and I believe, and I've trained with him briefly, where I was really glad I got to feel that intensity. It helped me, and I understand what I. It was a very good experience for me, for me and my mindset in pro wrestling and understanding intensity. But it's just, I think, with everything that happened, it's over. Like it's, I don't see him being involved, and I don't see you can't. You just in no public company. He's not, I don't see the Hall of Fame thing. It just can't. You can't. They just can't do it. And that doesn't mean people can't go and watch his matches. But I think they're two entirely almost different conversations. And, you know, that doesn't mean pro wrestlers can't study his work and focus on the positives of when he was here. And I just think that it's everything was kind of ruined. It was ruined. With it, and but we, I look at it. It's. I don't know how you can't justify it in any way, but I just truly feel for the family and friends and the people that were really close with him, because I wasn't involved in it and didn't know him at that level. So, and they're the ones that have to process that at a much deeper level, outside of the rest of us from the standpoint of what happened. But you know. All right, guys, we went a little long. We're actually going to try to keep these, maybe go a little longer on these on certain days. If I can get a set time, I'm going to really try the schedule and everything. My morning work is usually so, it really varies where some days are really busy in the morning. I would love to be able to do this every morning at a set time. Ideally for a couple hours, if possible, talking to you guys. But it's not always possible. So this tends to be doing it after I get the majority of my stuff done the best. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Maybe it's at various times on different days. But the content's always going to be there, and it will upload on the podcast and whatnot. So, but thank you guys, as always. Check out Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com for all our supplements. And we have the Spin the Wheel deal. You can save 25, 30, 35% various ways. On the website right now, and our free gift is the Feed Me More Nutrition ankle socks and bumper sticker right now with every order when selected on that, guys. In the Spin the Wind Wheel, we actually have the free gym bags with your orders and half-gallon jugs of all those things in place. So check this stuff out, And as always, thank you for watching or listening. And I will see you next time. Have a good night. Stay hungry. Feed me more.